and welcome to another episode of Unboxing Women, where we explore the gender gap in the music and entertainment industry. If you're active in the music business, an independent artist, a musician, or are just curious about how it all works, then this pod is for you. My name is Dana Rex, and with me is my friend Micah Rose, and we are both independent recording artists based in Europe. After having been called a bitch for knowing what we want, we were fed up and decided to be such a bitch and reveal what really goes on behind the scenes. You can listen to us on your favorite podcast platform and on our YouTube channel. So today we are talking about Harry Styles' style. Did I say that right?
I mean, yes. I think that's the only way to say it, honestly. today we're talking about Harry Styles, which I've got to be honest, I don't know that much about Harry Styles. I was never a One Direction fan. It was kind of the my people's age, maybe. I don't know. I think it was a little bit younger,
a couple
of years younger. Yeah. Because we were Biebers, right?
Oh yes.
Or like Bieber haters.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So we were Beliebers, right?
But are you a Belieber? Like,
I'm not a Belieber,
but thank God.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we can still be friends.
One Direction was like, she said this earlier when we were talking about One Direction.
With One Direction.
She was like, One Direction. And I was like, I mean, no. And she was like, okay, we can still be friends.
Yeah, because so, they all look like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, true. That was the style, you know, the swoosh hairstyle. Oh. Every kid, every guy in my school had it. It was very disturbing. They all looked the same.
They looked like penises.
What kind of penises have you seen?
I don't know. It's just like this thing on top of this of this very, you know, they weren't very. They were a bit bony as well. So it, you know,
oh
they
yeah,
were,
because like, they're teenagers, and then. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you've got like this huge mop of hair on this like
like a penis. Okay. I don't know. Sorry.
Sure. Okay. So going away from the penis analogy, we were talking about One Direction. So I think I remember kind of hearing about them and being like, oh, okay, who's this? And then they were like, oh, they got together on this British, was it Britain's Got Talent or something?
X Factor. Something like
that. X Factor. Yeah, something like that. And they were all like, not finalists, but like close to, and they all started off in the selected, and then they put them together and they went to be finalists or something like that.
Yeah, they put them together. That's basically what I kind of remember. And I'm actually so glad that they are solo now, because I think they're so much better when they're solo and doing their own thing.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I think they have, I don't know all of them, but Harry has an amazing voice, honestly, and you can tell he does a lot of work on his voice because his technique is impeccable. But I don't know a lot about the others. I think there was like Zayn, Liam.
Yes.
Is it Shane, Sean, something
I don't
like that?
Know, but Zayn, I remember him because he did something with Sia. For like the, was it 50 Shades of Grey movie or something?
I don't know, but I think he was the one who, was he one of the ones who went solo first and then like the others were forced to go solo or something like that?
Not sure. But at least, you know, now they all have like their individual styles and they are so different. While, you know, when you're putting together this boy band, it feels a little bit...
Oh God, I hate boy bands. The thing is that I hate about boy bands and girl bands and stuff like that is like you're forced to have a combined identity. You're forced to kind of, especially like boy bands, a lot of them, like if you look at the Jonas Brothers as well, a lot of them were forced to kind of be this kind of pure pretty boy and you know, kind people aesthetic. So they weren't allowed to have any sort of feelings, really. They
or
were just
identity.
Exactly. They were supposed to be like a marshmallow.
You like know? Ken, like, from Barbie.
Yeah, like Ken from Barbie. They were supposed to be blank. And I don't know, I don't really like that, because you can't develop your own style. And I think as an artist, it's really important to develop your own style as a person in general. But as an artist, you live through expressing yourself creatively. And I think that is also what Harry is doing now. So like, you were going to talk about his style, like his clothing style right now, because he has in the past year kind of gotten a lot of attention for cross-dressing, is what you would call it. But I don't think that's a really, I don't know if that's a good term really, because we were just talking about this. What if like we wore a suit? Would that be considered cross-dressing? No. So why is it considered cross-dressing when men wear dresses?
Yeah. And also, you know, Scotland. So... So I don't really get it.
Yeah.
So I mean, my relationship with One Direction is, you know, obviously it's not, I don't think it's very organic to put together a group, and that goes for girl mm-hmm. groups and boy groups. And I mean, I've been a fan of boy bands, but those were more like organically they came together. They were a band mm-hmm. in the garage and they did something together and then they got, you know, like.
Yeah, like I mean the Beatles and
well,
and
not that old, but like E17
no,
or yeah.
I mean, come on, the Beatles were the start of boy bands.
Yeah, exactly,
they
and
were.
Organic.
I mean, they even
were pals,
had the hairstyle,
and they were making music together. Yes, so that a band doing that is fine. Mm-hmm. It's just that like the industry putting people together feels very, you know, it's like we it
money
feels very
machine.
Yeah. Money.
Yeah.
And that's the theme throughout. And you can see, and that's why they're also very Ken Barbie kind of, you know.
Yeah, because
they
they're
need
controlling
to,
the image. Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to also be liked by a lot of people.
Yeah.
So
I'm really happy for Harry that he can express himself freely now, because I have the impression that he has so much to say, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've been looking him up a little bit, because I, you know, I'm not a directioner and I don't really know a lot about the individual members now either. And but the one popping up the most is Harry Styles mm-hmm. for me. So he's had a couple of hits with Watermelon Sugar, and then
and As It Was.
Like? Yeah, and a recent one is where he plays a mere person.
Yeah.
In one of his music videos, and it's, you know, it's very, we were talking about this earlier, so it's very mm-hmm. camp, and then it's like, okay, but is he gay? Is he not gay? Does it matter?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, but it's like, you know, what are these signals? What is he trying to say about himself or about society? You know, is he, what is this? Because he was with this woman called Wilde.
Was it Olivia Wilde?
Olivia Wilde, mm-hmm. but they broke up or something, or they're on a break. They were on a break.
Yes,
I'm doing
friends.
Air quotes, people.
We were on a break.
So watch out, because this might lead to, oh my God, situations. But so, I mean, yeah, he's been asked about this in Rolling Stone mag interviews, like, what is your sexuality? And he hasn't really mm-hmm. said it. And also because, you know, why should he? Why should we know? It's his private life.
Yeah, exactly. So I think really interesting is to think about it this way. Why is it that nowadays when... like Harry Styles right now is being talked about like he's the only man who's ever worn a dress, like the only celebrity. We're like, no. Have you not, like, did you forget what David Bowie or Prince or what was it, Mick Jagger? I don't know. There's so many people. Or glam rock. Have you forgotten glam rock?
Iggy Pop. Did Iggy Pop not do like a statement thing also? Anyway, that's something different. That was a statement. That was
as well. You know, Freddie Mercury. Like, there was been.
Yeah.
I mean, Freddie Mercury was gay, but still, I think Prince was also gay, right?
I have no. I don't. think so. I don't know. Maybe he was bi.
This is the thing.
I don't know.
I don't. This is the thing. You don't know. You remember they dressed very eccentrically, and it wasn't seen as such a statement. It was seen as the artist expressing.
Artistic. Yes, exactly.
Right? Yes. And now, nowadays, as soon as a guy dresses in a skirt or a dress or something that isn't a suit or a three-piece or whatever,
or pants.
It's like, what is he trying to tell us? Is he gay? Like, exactly. Is he trying to break some sort of like tradition? Is he trying to make all guys wear dresses? Mm. And you're like, no.
Well, what he did break was TikTok. So he... wore this, what was this? This really frilly skirt and like, you know, mm-hmm. was like posing in a
Vogue?
Field. I don't remember for what it was.
Cover,
because
yeah.
I saw it only on TikTok and like TikTok was mm-hmm. like all over, like, oh my God, Harry Styles wearing a dress. How dare he? You know, like toxic men mm-hmm. Saying like, oh, how dare he own a toxic masculinity? We can't, you know, if you have a penis, you can't wear a dress. No, no, no. And then I say Scotland. But because I think men in a skirt are really sexy. So anyway, that totally, you know, beside the point. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, people were saying, oh, and women were like, yeah, look at him. This is great. He's wearing a dress. And it's just to say that, well, they were kind of putting words in his mouth, I think, because mm-hmm. do we really know what he was trying to say or trying to do? Or was it just artistic? Because for me, he's wearing a dress. And I mean, we're allowed to wear pants. Why can't men wear skirts or dresses if they'd like? And then you have all these TikToks, obviously going back into history, saying, you know, there was this one TikTok with like a picture of soldiers in World War II landing in Normandy, like going, mm-hmm. how did we go from this to like Harry Styles in a dress? But mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I mean, this is a war situation. I think all the men in that boat would rather be fucking wearing dresses and sitting at home,
yeah.
okay?
Also, the funny thing about that was, I don't know if you're getting to this, but the funny thing about that was there was another response to that saying, well, actually, they showed a picture of soldiers in dresses because they were doing a show for their comrades to up morale.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't see that one.
I saw that response. Yeah, because debunking the historical one, being like, well, actually, these soldiers also dressed up in dresses because it was like, and then people would probably be like, yeah, but that's different because it's like upping morale.
It's still entertainment purposes, right?
Yeah.
Not saying that Harry did it for entertainment purposes or that any man who wears a dress or a skirt, it can only be for, no, you know. It cannot only be for entertainment purposes, obviously, because you can do what you want. Even if you're a man, you can dress in a dress if you want. That is feminism, people. And so the historical one was saying that as little as 200 years ago, so we have been civilized living in cities and towns and stuff for, well, we're saying that it was 9,000 before, 9,000, was it 9,000 years ago? No, 9,000 years before Christ. And mm-hmm. now we're even thinking it's 20,000 years before. Watch, people, little tip, watch Ancient Apocalypse on Netflix. Anyway, totally beside the point. So, just 200 years ago, men wore high heels and skirts and wigs. And wigs, and they had makeup on.
And heels were made for men.
And heels were made for men, exactly. And this is this is just 200 years ago. And now it's like, oh my God, you know, men have to be wearing pants and no heels. But why? It's a fashion and it comes and goes. Yeah. Who knows, in 50 years, men will be wearing heels again and lipstick or whatever. I mean, they are now. They are.
Exactly.
They are influencers with makeup on.
Yeah. And it's like right now, it's mostly the LGBTQ community doing this. And I think that is so sad because they're the only ones who are actually have the guts to do it. I think that men who aren't bi or in any way queer and see themselves as completely cis think that expressing themselves in that way will make them queer or will make them seem queer, and they don't want to kind of
and they're still
seem
afraid
that way.
Of that.
Even exactly, they're afraid. They're afraid of seeming that way and losing their masculinity. And I think that it's really who defines what is masculinity? Like, who defines what is femininity? It's
men.
It basically. So.
It comes down to that because like 200 years ago, the men wanted to wear this and that and wigs and makeup, and they did. And it was to, you know, look good and be, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, be pretty. So why wouldn't we be able to go back to that? Or why would men nowadays just not be free to just do what they want? Yeah, it's because they are afraid.
Be. Yeah.
Because, yeah, they're afraid, not in front of women or even children or whatever to be seen as, you know, because we
don't
know,
care.
We're good with that. But
yeah.
For other men, they don't want other men to think they are less than or whatever. And the whole like reasoning behind that is that men make those rules for men. So you guys, mm-hmm. you're doing it to yourself. Stop it.
Yeah.
That's the lesson I learned from Harry Styles, basically.
Yeah, yeah, that is. I think also, just to throw it in here, when my mother was born in the 60s, and when she was 18, 20, whatever, so in the 80s, she started wearing more trousers, so more pants for American listeners. My mum used to wear a lot of skirts, like long skirts, not really shorter skirts either, because that wasn't really the thing back then. And I know that women haven't been wearing trousers for that long because that was like, what now, 40 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. And B, because I think wearing trousers really for women started with the suffragette movement. Mm. So in the UK, it started with the suffragette movement. I'm sure we had a similar one in Germany. That hasn't been that long, but we fought for our right to wear trousers.
Yes.
Obviously, it was also to vote and to own property and to, you know, not be a man's property and be able to have your own bank account, which, by the way, in Germany, I think was in the 70s.
I think it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy so that we had to, you know, make a fight to be allowed to wear pants. It's just a piece of clothing. Who cares if it's closed in the middle and
but
not a skirt?
I think that, or for me, that's what I take from it. I don't know if this is what Harry was trying to do. I don't know if there was any sort of intent behind it except for I want to wear this because I like it and it's pretty and it makes me feel good, which is enough of a reason to wear something.
Yeah.
But I think that, well, that is what I take from it, basically, is that men are trying to fight for their right to wear whatever they want. And I think that a lot of men who are going against it now and saying, oh, blah, 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 and toxic masculinity, whatever, are saying this because they don't realize that it takes a while to actually get there. Like, it took us decades to be able to wear trousers and it be okay. Mm-hmm. Decades. There was a period of 60, 70 years where women would wear trousers and they would still be frowned upon, mm-hmm. you know. I don't know. I think it's just kind of, this might be the start of a movement where men are trying to be able to wear whatever they want, which they should be able to, but to have it be socially accepted.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
It does make sense. Yeah, we had to, you know, I mean, for us, it's the other way around. We wanted to wear pants because they're functional and, you know, we don't need to.
But we still don't get pockets.
We still don't get pockets.
Sorry, that makes me so mad.
At one point, you know, you're like, okay, I don't want to be pretty today. I need pants because I'm going to go to work, or I'm going to do this or that, or it's fucking cold outside, you know, or I'm going to be on my bicycle, which is annoying with a dress. So it's functional. And so even just functionality was not accepted for us. And now, yeah you see men. Well, I hope that they're fighting for their right. You know, I'd love to see more men in dresses and skirts. Same. Absolutely. Yep. And it doesn't need to be something sexual. Like you were saying about the pantsuit. If I would wear a pantsuit or like some kind of tuxedo style thing as a woman and look in the mirror and like, oh yeah, you know, this is like power power suit, you know. Is that also what men would feel if they're wearing something that would be more, a dress or a skirt that women would be normally wearing instead? You know, is that also that feeling of, oh, look, you know, I feel good, I look good, I feel sexy, or, you know, just it doesn't really have to do with if your sexuality. I mean, you can feel sexy, it's not, but you don't have to be queer to wear a dress. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Also, yes, I understand that completely. But having heard you say that, like, I just think it's insane how when we wear a suit, we feel powerful. And when men wear dresses, they feel sexy and pretty. Like,
that's
shouldn't
again, gender
it just be,
roles.
That's gendered. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, how is it that we've made clothing so gendered? How is it? Like, I've said this a lot. I think that we should be in a world where there is no men's section or women's section. There's just one section and you can shop whatever you want. Like, there's different fits.
We do need space for boobs, though.
Yes, we need space for boobs. So we need different fits. But to be fair, right now, the fashion right now isn't tailored towards boobs either.
No.
Like, a lot of it...
No just, boobs.
You cannot. Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, specific brands like Abercrombie and stuff, or, like, Hollister, you cannot have boobs. And you can also not be over a size, like, medium. And I'm saying that with air quotes. Yeah. So, like, medium European size. It's just... Oh, it's insane. Anyway. So, that's something that... I think it's interesting that we're having the debate, and I think it's something that we should be thinking about. But again, I'm thinking maybe, and this is me thinking a lot, maybe I should just stop thinking. But I think that maybe our generation, or the time, because it is all generations across the board, but the time we're in right now, we're questioning everything, and we're questioning so many things that some people are saying, oh, you just question everything because you want to question things, and everything used to be so simple in our time and we never thought about these things, so why should you? And sometimes it can be overzealous.
Yeah,
I think
sometimes it's a bit much. Yeah, but that's because we're all connected now. We can chat to anyone we want via social media, and it just gives us a platform for a voice which we didn't used to have. So, I think that's good, and I think that there is a lot of great debate going on and change because of that. And it's only because everyone is talking about it that you can change
that's
something
true.
It's not because everybody talks about it that it is changed, but it's only when that, you know. So I think this a whole era that we're in, and I kind of call it like the female revolution. I should call it the feminist revolution, because it's also for men, obviously. It just changes so, and also non-binary folk, you know, it just changes so many things for gay people, for non-binary, for men wanting to wear dresses and women wanting to wear pants and doing each other's jobs and everything is so different than it was 100 years ago. But it seems like our society, the norms of society, are not evolving fast enough for everything, you know. I mean, you know, both parents are working now, both parents are making money, and it's just, everything is different. So why should the norms and the way we look at things stay the same. It doesn't make any sense. So yeah, I think it's a great time right now, and that people are having these debates, and that it isn't frowned upon anymore to actually have the debates, because that was also a time, you know, where there were not these platforms, and you know you didn't have social media to speak out. The bad thing is that everybody has an opinion now, obviously, and that everybody thinks that everybody else needs to hear their opinion about stuff. Let's just have a valuable conversation.
That's where things start getting tricky. I mean, who are we to decide who gets to have an opinion and voice it and who not? So, like, I think common sense should be something that should be grounded for discussion. But it's really hard to...
I think slagging somebody off in the comment section and just saying no, that's not having a discussion. That is clear that that's not, you know, like trolling. I think having an actual conversation and saying, yeah, you know, I don't really agree with your video, because that's something, you know, that's constructive. And that's having a conversation, even if you both have different views on things. I think that is definitely possible.
Exactly. And I think also something that a lot of people can't do is learning to agree to disagree. You know, like, some things are too important to do that with. I completely see that. But some things, you just sometimes get together with people who have so different values that their culture or you know, their faith or whatever has instilled upon them, that it's not your place to take from them. Like, if it's going against human rights, yeah, definitely, but it's hard to
a lot of those things, especially in religion, do go against human rights.
No, and I'm not obviously
The fact that they can't see that is because, that's, you know, and that's the problem. I think that's a problem in Iran right now as well.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other debate. We went from Harry Styles to Iran. Yes.
So you can see the power of a dress.
Yes, the power of a dress. Indeed.
Anyway,
but I love it. I think he should continue. And
I think so too.
And yeah, you know.
I think he should do whatever he wants to do. Exactly. If that's going back to male-gendered clothes, whatever that is, that's fine too.
Yeah. It should not be a big deal what you're wearing. And let's just hope that in the future, this stuff can just be fluid across genders. And it doesn't have to be a big deal. And you can wear what you want. So yeah,
exactly. Yes. All right. So that's all for today. I think that's all we have time for. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Unboxing Women. If you've ever had an experience you'd like to share with us, send us a DM or tag us in your post with the hashtag #SuchABitch, or send us an email on suchabitch@unboxingwomen.com. There's the banner down there. Don't forget to drop us a like on Instagram or wherever you're listening. My name is Micah Rose, and I've been chatting with Donna Rex. And tune into another episode of Unboxing Women next week. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.